This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Greetings and welcome to The Layers Lair. I am Spencer.
And I'm Katie.
And we're talking about Patisserie Week, aka the semifinal.
The semis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where do you want to start?
I have some like bigger season long thoughts. Do you want to save those for the end or do it at the top?
Let's go through the episode first and then kind of talk about where this takes us.
All right. Well, let's start with the mini Charlottes then in the signature.
Wait, were there any like fashion items or vocab or anything?
I don't think so. I feel like those usually taper towards the end of the season for me.
Okay.
Did you have any?
A couple.
Okay.
Okay. So two things on fashion. One is Matt's shirt with Where the Wild Things Are.
Is that what that was?
Yeah, I think so.
Did you find the actual shirt somewhere?
No, but okay. I mean, you could see it was the main monster in there.
Okay.
I liked it. I thought that was nice. That's all.
Okay. I'm just not sure that's what it was because the colors were so different, but.
Oh, it's true. It was very bright, whereas Where the Wild Things Are is very muted. But I mean, the monster looked exactly the same. Or maybe it was the ghost of Christmas Future from The Muppet Christmas Carol.
The Christmas. Huh?
That big, like, goofy guy who's like, come in and know me better.
What's he like?
Not going to do it again. You always make fun of me when I impersonate things or Muppets.
Yes, your Muppet impressions are meant to be taken very seriously.
Obviously, yeah. I also think we should just spend a moment to talk about Yanusha's trajectory of shirts across this, this season. I actually noticed during whatever week he was wearing the pink and blue and white, I was like, oh, that looks like the trans flag. And then it was, but I didn't realize that. I just ran into my microphone. Oops.
I love that he planned that out in a way that required him to make it at least like 8 or 9 weeks.
Absolutely. He was like, and I will make it that far. Yeah. And I will be wearing different t-shirts each time.
And I'll take a break for Halloween.
Yep. Yep. Spooky week. Break for spooky week. Loved it.
Oh, yeah, that was a good bit.
Yeah. Okay. So no more vocab or anything?
I don't think so.
Do you know what wine gums are? You do, right?
No.
Oh, okay.
What? I missed that.
Well, see, maybe you're just not paying attention as much. And that's why you're not getting vocab this late in the season. I think that's probably it.
All right, thanks.
I don't know. It's not super interesting.
Tell me about wine gums.
They're like gumdrops. Prue likes them, according to Matt.
Wait, like W-I-N-E?
Yeah, like wine, like the liquid.
What do they have to do with wine?
I don't know. They're like gumdrops without the sugar coating. I have no idea why they're called wine gums. Great question. Huh. Why do they call it wine gums?
Where did that come up in this episode? I don't.
It was about. It was about like what you buy off the judges with, and it was like Paul give him 30 pence and something, and then it was like Prue wine gums.
Interesting.
I don't know. It was a Prue likes booze joke that lasted like a second.
Maybe they meant rub some wine on her gums. On her gums.
I don't want to see her mouth that much. Oh, man. I am ready to be done watching Prue Leith bite into things this season.
Yeah, I mean, this season, you're close.
Yeah.
At least as we go farther into the season.
There are fewer things to try. Frequency of chewing.
Next week she's
diminishes.
Only taking 3 bites per bake.
That's true. We got 9 bites total.
As opposed to 30.
Many bites.
90 the first week.
That's too many bites.
Math is hard.
How many taco bites were there? Too many.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'm not even sure if what she did constitutes a bite.
All right. Well, thank you for letting me have my fashion and vocab moment. Let's get into the signature.
Yeah. Mini Charlottes.
Mm-hmm.
Liked the little improv bit leading into it.
I did too.
Including with the spider from Charlotte's Web, which named Charlotte. No.
Well, but you have to specify that it's a spider.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know how else you would phrase that.
Mm-mm.
But like the spider from Charlotte's Web is Charlotte.
It's true. It's true.
But I guess you can't just say Charlotte the spider.
Yeah. But
16 millimeters.
You got it. The spider from Charlotte's Web. He did great.
Anyway, good bit.
I feel like we had some good Charlottes during this round.
Just so everyone is aware, there was a pointer finger held straight up in the air while that comment was made.
Thank you.
That was not a compliment.
Fine. Let's keep going.
Were there, though? Like, none of these got great reviews.
Well, they all got mixed reviews. I mean, I think like overall, we definitely saw Shabir and Abdul do better in this one than Yanush and Sandra did as well.
Although neither of theirs were bad.
No, neither of theirs were bad. No. But like this is one of those classic challenges where if the textures are bad, they're going to rip them apart. Like
no one
actually ripped them apart with their little spoons.
Or squish them apart.
Squish them apart. And yeah.
Yeah, no one seemed to nail both flavor and texture.
Well, Abdul did.
Or at least not flavor, texture, and appearance.
Yes.
Or presentation.
Correct.
If you will.
Yep.
Yeah, I guess Abdul had flavor and texture.
And Shabira had
his was
flavor
messy.
And appearance, but not texture.
Yeah.
Whereas Yanush had, like, not great appearance and not great texture. And so did Sandro.
I thought they liked the way that Yanush's looked, didn't they?
No, they said it looked a little like rough on the outside.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then Sandro's were too big.
Too big. Also too many elements.
Mm-hmm.
Flavor. It was too rich and like overpowering.
Yep.
And one of his layers was stodgy.
Stodgy layer. So, but then Prue like pocketed his banana cake to take it with her. That was weird.
It was. One of the episode/season-long things that I want to address is Yanush got robbed this week.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Are we just getting into this? Because
I want to note it as we go through each of the challenges.
Yes.
That, like, in this one, I would say Yanush and Sandra were pretty equal.
I think so.
Both of them did, like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
They had elements that the judges really liked.
Mm-hmm.
And they had like obvious flaws.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep. Totally agree. Did you know that chocolate plums are a thing?
No, I'd never heard of that before.
Yeah. Those are a thing in Poland, apparently.
But it sounds like something that you would eat at Hogwarts. So.
Correct.
Makes sense that it would appear on Bake Off.
Yeah. Okay.
Even though I guess it's Polish.
Note to audience, we started our annual rewatch of the Harry Potter films last night.
There's that.
Occurs between generally Thanksgiving and Christmas, or we start mid-November.
Do you think there's a Polish wizarding school?
Isn't that Durmstrang? Isn't that...
Are they?
Well, it's
no,
like,
they're Swedish,
it's very
aren't
Eastern
they?
Bloc. No, it's like, I don't know exactly where... Okay, people are going to tell us, but
Wait,
I don't know.
What's the... Maybe I'm confusing them. What's the one with all the like... really aggressive dudes.
That's Durmstrang.
Oh, okay. I was thinking of the one with all the Swedish looking girls.
Oh, that's some sort of like French lady only
French?
School. Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Okay.
Could not matter less.
Nope.
Moving on.
Nope. Not associated here. Let's just talk a little bit about like Prue Leith's sort of weird light racism / like can't handle anything that's not like of the UK only.
Yes. But Shabira called her out and they left it in the episode.
Which one specifically?
Shabira was like, I don't even know what unusual means. Yeah, true. What's she talking about? Yep,
I liked that. And then when Prue said again today, she's given us a lot of funny flavors and they've been wonderful. Funny flavors.
So I think what she's trying to say.
Okay.
Well, fruit and peanut butter.
Hello.
Not a common combination.
Sure.
Yep. I think that's all she's trying to say.
I think you're right.
Because in this case, it's not necessarily like what they've at other times called like exotic flavors, or it's just like an unusual pairing.
When they say exotic or unusual with raised eyebrow, it means a certain thing in this show. And that's the thing that like is very persistent.
And they have said that about Shabira's stuff earlier this season.
Mm-hmm.
I think in this case, they were just saying like, we don't usually see these things paired together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Didn't think it was going to work. It worked.
It worked. Yeah. You know what else worked was, Shabira and Yanoush pairing up as buds now that Maxie is gone.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it was very short-lived.
Like where Yanoush helps Shabira and then like the last scene of the signature is Shabira hand feeding Yanoush.
There was a lot of cake. A lot of helping
it was
this
so
week.
Sweet. Yeah. So sweet. Oh, I was a big fan.
Technical time? Or any other thoughts on the signature?
No, just that okay, we're going to get into this too in the league. Like many of our listeners wanted to see Sandro go this week. I wanted to see Sandro go this week. He's really run his course and I feel like he's just not as kind and like, I don't know. There's just like his ambition is a little bit outsized for the Bake Off format.
Okay. So I noticed when they were going around during the signature.
Yep.
Asking each of the bakers how they felt about being in the semifinal.
Yes.
Abdul said it's all about self-improvement and like he's proud of himself for pushing himself and didn't think he could improve this much. Yanoush said that he had already exceeded his own expectations.
Yep.
And Shabira said, quote, I really love baking.
Yeah.
And then Sandro said, I want to win so bad I can taste it. And then
and
went,
it tastes great. Yep. Yep. Exactly. Exactly.
Bro, like, read the room. That is not what this is.
And like, I am not one to like be dismissive or to not like ambition, but like in this setting, it just is, it definitely stands out in a way that isn't great.
It's out of place.
It's out of place.
Both for this group and then just like canonically.
Yes.
For Bake Off.
GBBO canon.
Yeah.
Canon. Crocon canon.
This is not traditionally a competitive show because there's nothing at stake. And honestly, even
piece of glass,
even the publicity that you get, like amongst the finalists is roughly the same.
Yeah. I just noticed, by the way, speaking of publicity that you get from winning. So I saw something on Instagram for Peter, Giuseppe and Rahul, like all showing
up.
Those are all past winners. They're all doing some like in-person showing, and the ticket price is £5. Like,
yeah,
there's not a lot of fame and riches in this necessarily.
There can be.
There can be.
But it's not predicated on winning.
No, it's not.
Like, you get 10 hours of airtime, you know, if you make it to the final, on, you know, in front of millions of people around the world.
Mm-hmm.
That can be really valuable.
Mm-hmm.
Sandro, Abdul and Shabira are all going to get the exact same amount.
It's true. Yeah.
And then from there, it's just like what you do with it. And people who haven't made it to the finals have made careers in baking afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So like, what are you going for here?
Unclear. All right. On to the technical.
Yeah.
Anyway. I thought this was a really great challenge. These vertical tarts. I mean, we had how many elements? Tempering chocolate, making mousse, pastry, jelly, cream, gold leaf. 6 different elements they had to do. The like putting it all together from something that doesn't. It's like an abstract thought exercise, clearly.
Oh, man. I really felt for Sandro struggling with those written instructions because I would be a disaster in that situation.
Well,
trying to read like. I can't put together
IKEA
furniture.
I was, you went there. Yep.
Following written instructions for me is a nightmare. I can't imagine trying to follow like a 80 step, intentionally vague recipe that I've never seen, much less made before.
Yeah.
If I presented something round, I would be happy.
I mean, some of them did. I thought this was really fun because we also saw a ton of like wrong techniques, and everybody had at least one wrong technique.
Yeah. Well, three of the four of them missed. Well, two and a half of the four of them missed the blind baking or like the rice placeholder baking.
Yanush putting the rice just in the middle of his raw pastry.
What did he expect to happen when he did that?
I don't know.
How would that not stick?
It looked like some sort of risotto. Like, it did not look good.
I'm impressed he got all of them off without breaking his pastry. I don't know how
well,
those
Well, he did break his pastry at the end, but that wasn't associated, I think.
Like, wouldn't that... I guess he did it halfway through, so maybe there was already, like... It wasn't quite as soft on the outside.
Yeah.
But I don't know how that wouldn't just sink into like wet pastry dough.
Well, and I also wonder, so they said that, I take it back. Totally disregard that. So Abdul, we saw him like put the acetate on the bottom of his pan and it all got stuck. And like all of them went through this and did the wrong thing and then knew and realized that they did it wrong, which made for some good TV.
He was so proudly cutting a circle with a knife too.
It's like, oh bud,
No, you're going up, dude. You're not baking something flat.
We had Shabira doing the, I think, example when they were saying, if you whip your meringue too much, you're going to get ganache.
Oh, as in she did that?
I think so. Yeah. Okay. It definitely turned out that way. It turned out too ganache-y.
She over whipped it?
She did. She whipped out all the air. And then, oh boy, Sandro. I better put some water in this jelly, even though they don't say it. I think that's a trick.
Yeah. Isn't that like I feel like making a jam, or I guess a jelly in that case, because you're adding gelatin. Isn't that something they do often?
Well, so here's the thing. So this was like a jelly versus like jelly. Like they weren't making something spreadable. They were making something solid.
Right.
But so I think he thought they were making something spreadable.
Oh.
Versus making like a flat gel that was going to be cut into like units.
But, well,
that's okay. My guess. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. If you read ahead and saw what you were doing with it, but also he clearly didn't understand.
He didn't understand what he was doing with it.
Fair,
yeah.
Fair. Because he thought, yeah, okay, that actually makes a lot of sense with the way he then later cut the mousse.
He cut it like a BAP instead of...
He cut it horizontally. Yep. Or, yeah.
He cut it like a hamburger BAP.
Sure, yeah. Yep.
Instead of like a hot dog BAP.
Yeah, to retain two full spheres, circles, but thinner.
Yes.
Did he then think he was going to like spread...
I think that maybe.
...jelly on top
that
of that?
That was my guess, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know.
Sure.
Not trying to understand what's happening in Sandro's head.
Yeah. His were a disaster.
Yeah, they were not good.
Which last in the technical.
Yep, makes sense.
By like kind of a wide, like he was clearly last
very
in the technical.
Much at the bottom. Yep. Yanush was like significantly above him, even though like his crust, I think, his pastry wasn't that good, but his mousse was great.
He was the only one who made a proper mousse.
Exactly. Yeah.
I know. I think he got screwed.
Other thing I learned is that you can't adjust. You can't put your hands on your bake once you leave the bench or once time is up.
Yeah.
Like when Abdul came up and one of his fell over, I just was like, oh, let him set it back up. Let him set
it
up.
Yeah. Also,
they didn't care.
How much can you really judge somebody for that?
Yeah. But it was just heartbreaking.
He was second, correct?
He was second. Yeah. Yep.
Unrelated to the baking, but during this technical, I had never realized in watching whatever, like almost 100 episodes of this show, probably, that the tent is just open on the sides.
Oh, yeah. Except for when it rains and they put down the side flaps.
I always thought there was a screen there or something. I didn't realize that was just fully open until Noel walked out of the tent.
Well, like certain sides of it are closed off, but yeah.
But the parts you can see through are just open.
Yeah, correct.
I always had thought that there was a screen there because, you know, it's like it's usually blurry in the background and they don't ever like all of the cameras seem to be pretty much in between the two rows of benches.
Yep.
And so that's always way in the background.
True. Yep.
Had never put together, although in this episode I should have, because there was a huge gust of wind like 2 minutes
right before Noel walked out.
Before that. But it was like this weird, optical illusion to me when Noel just walked out of the tent, because I always thought that there was something there.
So wind can come in and tall goths can exit.
Well, that could be a screen.
It could be. Well, not for the second part.
Well, sorry. The wind part doesn't necessarily preclude there being a screen.
That's true.
Yeah. Although it probably would have like diminished that wind a little.
It would have, whatever. Yeah. Well, we learned things. We learned a lot of things this week.
Wind. We learned about wind.
Tipping. Noel.
Any other thoughts on the technical?
I thought this was just like a good return to technicals, what they should be.
We had three actual baking challenges this week, which was nice.
I really appreciated that.
Yeah. Especially as you get down to the semifinal, like there were no bullshit challenges this week.
No, there weren't. There really weren't. Really here for it. Okay.
All right. The final.
The final.
Like a wedding cake, except
not at all like a wedding cake.
Completely different. as Prue described it.
Mm-hmm.
As like a wedding cake, except there are no elements of cake anywhere in it.
So do you actually remember seeing these in like bakery windows in Sweden?
Yeah. Kind of. I mean, we went to several bakeries.
We went to a lot of bakeries.
We ate one of, I always forget what they're called.
Hanabula.
Yeah. I think we ate one of those pretty much every day we were there.
At least once a day.
Yeah. Yeah. So we probably made it to about 10 different bakeries in the week we were in Stockholm. But yeah, I do remember seeing, I mean, I didn't know this is what it was, but I remember like big towers of stuff.
Yeah, big towers of almond cookie guy. Yeah. Some of them have 26 pounds of sugar and almonds.
Okay. Yeah, what was Sandro talking about?
I mean, I looked at it when he made it. Like, you could actually see that maybe.
No way. Because that weight doesn't bake out.
No, you're right. Okay, so it's 6 kilos of sugar and 6 kilos of almonds. That's 13 pounds of each.
Yeah, that's impossible. Not right. That would mean without adding flour or water or eggs or whatever else is in that, that thing weighs 26 pounds.
Is that like a quarter of a Marcy? I don't know.
He put
tough to tell.
More than a full bag of sugar into that thing. A bag of sugar is 5 pounds.
Yeah, that's a lot. Okay, anyway.
5 pounds of almonds is like, I don't know. That's a large, large bag of almonds.
It's a large, large bag of almonds.
In full.
So that's where his troubles began.
He would have had to have like a witch's cauldron to mix all this stuff. Like there's no way that fits in a mixing bowl.
Yeah. So, I mean, his just was, let's start there.
That thing was a disaster. Visually, it was a disaster.
He didn't execute everything in his drawing.
No, he didn't do what he said he was going to do. It looked terrible.
It did not look good.
He burned all of the caramel in it.
And it was like gloppy everywhere.
And pieces were falling off.
Pieces were falling off. The bake was really uneven. It didn't look nice.
It was super splotchy.
Yeah.
Apparently it tasted good, but that was one of the worst looking showstoppers I've seen.
I mean, granted, he did have, what, at least 3 different flavors of biscuit?
I mean, I can't judge the flavor because obviously.
They thought his flavors and his texture were perfect. Like, they thought that was good, but it just, like, lacked finesse. That looked mad.
Like,
that's the point when of one out of the three. Week. Yeah. Yep.
Right?
Yep. Yep.
When it's this week and then that element specifically is just a total F minus.
F minus. F minus.
Like, even if the other two are an A, that is not a good bake.
Yeah, exactly.
And for a guy who they're constantly like, you're trying to do too much. You're not going to finish. Let's focus on finesse. He just completely slapdashed a tower of stuff together.
He really did. He really did.
Yanush got host. Yanush got host.
Yeah.
I guess maybe let's go to Yanush's.
Yeah, let's
next.
Go to Yanush. Yeah.
I thought it looked great.
I mean, I did agree with their critique that it got messier as it went up. Like that bottom layer looked incredible with those window panes and like the precision. And then it started to look a little bit like more rounded and gloopy. And then at the top, it was like very rounded and gloopy.
Sure. At least he had a layer that looked nice.
He sure did.
And that top layer that looked bad still looked better than any part of Sandro's.
It really did. It was very simple at the top, but like it didn't look that bad.
Sandro's was like squares barely stuck together.
Okay, his reminded me of when like I was a kid in elementary school and I'd make those little gingerbread houses on a milk carton with graham crackers and like none of the corners lined up and it was just like glooped all over with icing.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember making these things?
No, but I can imagine what you're describing.
Okay. Well, anyway, it reminded me of a child's craft.
Yes, exactly.
And I was a very good child craft maker.
Oh.
So carry on. Anyway.
Yeah. I thought Yanusha's was, maybe the flavors were wildly different between the two.
Well, and they liked his flavors, but the textures were poor. They thought it was overbaked and underbaked at the same time.
So if Yanush had good presentation, good flavors, not great baking.
I think he had mixed presentation.
Sure.
Not good texture, good flavors.
Sandro had horrible presentation, good flavors and textures.
Great textures. You know they always choose substance over style when they are like rating these things.
Okay, so maybe a slight edge to Sandro
edge
on this
to
one.
Sandro on this one, I think. Yeah.
With like disaster technical.
Disaster technical. And then arguably similar signature.
I'd call it a wash, yeah, in the signature.
I mean, once again, it just goes to show that they really don't weight the technical as heavily as they do anything else. And especially the showstopper.
Which is so silly to me. That should be the most indicative of your actual baking skill.
Oh, really? Like the pop quiz should be most indicative of your baking skill?
I think so.
Yeah.
You have to like have more generalized baking knowledge to know like, how do I make a jelly?
It's true.
How do I make creme pat? How do I make a sponge? You know, like they don't.
A jacquard sponge.
Yeah. They don't give you the step-by-step instructions for those elements.
Yeah, it's true.
And then you have to execute it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, I do think, I mean, let's go through the rest of this and then come back to Sandro and Yanush getting robbed. I mean, I thought that Shabira's looked incredible, and I thought they were setting her up again to get Star Baker because of just the execution of that entire tower.
So did Yanush, clearly.
Oh, yeah.
Just staring at Shabira and grinning as they were announcing Abdullah as Star Baker.
Adorable. Speaking of adorable, though, like when she got out her little step stool to reach the top, my heart just melted. That just melted.
Very cute. Also, I love that they just keep a step stool in the tent.
For Shabira.
Is that, like, has this come up before and we just haven't seen it?
Well, I'm sure they have it, like, I'm sure the producers put it here for this challenge for her to be able to use it. They were like, you're going to need this, right? And she clearly did. I think
it would have been funnier if somebody just had to come give her a boost, though.
Yeah, that is silly. I just loved how the top two here, Abdul and Shabira, like, they were just like, I'd like to make a really nerdy cake. And I just want my brains to be here, too. And that's cool, right? And it is cool.
Space cake and DNA cake.
Yes. I love it. I love it. I did think the space cake was really cool. I thought his technique of piping the biscuit was that was cool.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that. And I thought it looked really good. I mean, I think Shabir's looked way cooler and was like structurally way more challenging. But
should we clarify that we also appreciated Yanush's theme to his cake and that he's also using his brain.
We absolutely should. I was on a science track.
And that Sandro's heritage-based cake was also meaningful.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes.
Okay.
Not ascribing anything by omission there.
You liked their science brain
approach.
I liked
the science bakes. Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
You appreciate the nerdy bakes.
I did like the nerdy bakes. Yeah. Let's see. What else? I thought like it was really fun watching Prue root for Abdul and want him to do really well.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that a lot.
I do like that he finally got both mentioned. Well, he would have had to be mentioned in the top or bottom half finally this week.
It's true.
Made it to the top half. Finally got a Star Baker.
Mm-hmm.
Are handshakes done? Do they do handshakes in the final?
Good question.
I don't recall.
I don't recall either. But you know what? Who knows? They might, because who writes the rules?
Also,
Paul Hollywood.
Who cares if Paul Hollywood gives you a handshake?
Sandro does.
Well.
Sandro really cares.
Yeah, I guess for that, I hope they are over and he doesn't get one. Sandro really started, you can probably tell
by
now. He started to really grate on me as this season wore on.
It's true. Yeah.
That's my thoughts on this week.
Okay.
Do you have a league update for us?
I do. Okay. So this was a wild week, obviously full of upset, both my emotion and how the scoring worked out.
You were full of upset?
I was full of upset.
We so narrowly missed our perfect final.
I know. It really would have been perfect. Those three, ugh, that would have been great. Yeah. So obviously, like, I think we saw some big surprises. This week's winning combo would have been Abdul, then Shabira, and then picking Yanush to go in the bonus question.
Yeah, so it was rank your top two bakers, mm-hmm. and then choose who's going home?
Yeah. Okay. So not shockingly, our top two picks for who was going to be high scoring were Shabira and then Yanush. Yep. Barely anybody picked Abdul.
I mean, I love Abdul and I was still surprised.
Same.
So
same.
I can understand that.
A full half of people thought that Abdul was going to go home, followed by about a third that thought Sandra was going to go.
I love Abdul and I thought he was most likely to go home this week.
My favorite thing was that we had a lot of people who chose to tell us in the bonus question text field all about how they really wanted to pick Sandra to go home, but they had to pick Abdul.
Really?
I'm just going to read my favorite one, which is from Jessica R.
I did not think that would be such a common thought, but I'm happy it is.
So knowing how you're feeling about this week, I really just want to give this to you as a gift from Jessica R.
I feel slightly vindicated by knowing others feel the same way.
So here we go. Abdul, but Sandro is shitty, so I want to vote for him, but I'm sticking with Abdul, but I want it to be Sandro, but I want the points and I'm conflicted, but the final answer is Abdul. Thank you, Jessica R.
Wow. So I wonder if other people, because I think a lot of people were very high on Sandro early in the season.
I think so.
So he may have actually been better off career-wise leaving earlier. If he would have left like week six on top, mm-hmm. he would have some sort of baking modeling career going by now.
Oh, interesting. I think you're right.
Instead, people are going to be sick of him.
Ooh, yikes. And we haven't even seen the final yet. Okay.
he's going to be so obnoxious next week.
It's true. So the bonus question, four people did guess that Yanush was going home, and that's Chetta, Amber, Martin, and Rhonda. So congratulations to those four.
Bold choice. I honestly would have guessed he would have been the least likely to leave this week.
I would have too. But here we go. It's the Jürgen of this season.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. So then for total scores this week, aided by their selection of Yanush to go home, at the very top with 22 points, we have Martin N and Rhonda B. In tied for third place, we have Delia C and Faye W. And then in fifth place, we have Amber B. So congratulations to everybody who scored really well. Down at the bottom this week, we have people who picked Yanush and Sandro.
Yeah, okay.
So tied for second to last place with negative 13 points, we have Jake W. and Shep. And then Nick B. pulled in the rear with negative 14 points.
How did he get one more?
He didn't answer the bonus question. He just said, LOL.
What?
Unclear. Okay. Unclear.
Good job, buddy.
Also, just want to give one more shout out in funny answers here to Darian N., who thought that Abdul was going to go home, but called him the mid-king of bake-off.
Yeah.
Which I really like.
No longer.
No longer.
Suck it, Darian. Abdul's here to stay. I put in a data request last week for our season-long leaders. Did that get? Did that request get fulfilled?
What about the?
Okay, so no. cool.
Wait. No, say again. What specifically was your request?
Like
about points?
Season-long point leaders for people who have participated like multiple or perhaps all weeks.
Well, so I haven't done that yet, but that is on my docket for next week.
For the final.
Okay. Yes.
I'll bump that request back up.
Bump that request. Okay. So noted.
And then do we have anyone still left in the season long winner?
Yes. So
picks.
So heading into this week, we had 11 people. Six of them are out having picked Yanush. So
that would include me.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
but not officially, that was my guy at the beginning of the season, I think.
But our friends Lulu, Kat, Kathy C, Kristen T, Amber B, and Jennifer C are all out.
There
are five people still in the running.
That picked one of the three finalists.
Yep. So we have one person who picked Shabira, two who picked Sandro, and two who picked Abdul.
Wow.
Should make for an interesting final.
Only one person picked Shabira at the beginning of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Yeah.
I think she's probably the favorite, right?
Absolutely the favorite. Yeah. Should we go back and revisit our predictions from the start of the season?
Sure. I know I had Janoush as my winner.
Yep.
We also picked who was going to be out first,
we
right?
We did, yeah.
I don't remember what I picked there.
You picked Dawn, and then you didn't remember who Dawn was.
I still don't.
Really?
Who was she?
Okay, so Dawn went out in she went out in Halloween week.
What?
She was the older lady with glasses.
Oh, yes.
Who wasn't Carol.
Yes. Okay, and who did you have?
I said that Carol was going to win. That was not correct.
No, she made it to week 4 or 5 or something.
Carol made it to week dessert. Week 5 dessert.
Dessert is not a number.
But I also said that Will was going to go home first, which
and
he did,
right? Nice work.
Yay,
nice.
Thank you. All right, so we're heading into the final next week.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear some fun facts about this? I didn't have your data request ready, but I had my data.
But you had fun facts.
You did
ready.
Have fun data. Yeah.
Well, I'd love to hear your fun data facts.
Okay,
FDFs.
So this is a very narrow band of ages for the Bakers. They range between age 29 and 32.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So Abdul's 29 and Shabir is 32.
Okay.
Yeah. Which is similar to Series 9.
Sandro's younger than 32.
Sandro's 30.
Huh.
Yeah.
I would have guessed that he was older.
So that 4-year spread is very similar to Series 9, wherein Kim Joy, Rahul, and Ruby were between 27 and 30. So
that is fun.
Oh, come on. I was just thinking about how much I liked that set of Bakers, too. I don't know. I think it makes for like a fun little cohort when they're similar in age. Also, this is the first all-London final that's ever happened.
As in all 3 of them live in London?
Uh-huh.
Mm.
Okay. Clearly my fun facts are not that fun. You can
do
the stats next week.
Do we know what's the, I doubt you have this, but I don't know. You know where every baker who's ever competed in Bake Off lives, apparently. Do we know what the average age of the winners is?
We do not know that.
Okay.
I do not know that.
And that would have been a fun fact.
Fine. I will do it for next week, maybe, or maybe I won't, just because I won't remember.
Okay, great. Well, do we know anything about challenges for next week?
I don't know anything about the challenges.
They usually keep it pretty secretive,
they
right?
They do, yeah. They keep it under some gingham.
All right.
Do you have any other predictions? I mean, I think we're both Team Shabira, right?
I want Abdul to win.
Okay.
I think Shabira is most likely to win.
Okay.
Sandro needs to... He can't win. He'll be insufferable if he wins.
Okay. Any other key things heading into the final?
I think that's it for me.
Okay. I'm sad we only have one more episode left this season. It's been a lot of fun.
We have many options, though, if we wanted to. Many off-season options.
It's true.
There's like a dozen seasons of Bake Off.
It's true.
There's
a holiday season coming up this year.
International. There are holiday episodes. A season?
Well, a holiday, like...
Usually it's like
selection.
2 episodes,
collection.
Right?
Collection, yeah.
We have all the international bake-offs.
Oh, okay.
We have Dan Levy's brunch show apparently coming up.
We'd have to like rename our show, though.
Would we?
Maybe not. Okay. We'll think about this.
You fold an omelet. That's 2 layers. Done.
All right. See y'all next week.
For the final.
Love you. Bye.